Good evening, everyone, or good morning, everyone. I mentioned evening because last night the story broke that Dennis Blair, the director of national intelligence, would step down from his post effective today. The story broke very, very quickly, but what's behind it? He's only been in the position for a little more than a year. But his relationship with the White House has been reportedly rocky almost from the very beginning, and tensions between Blair and the administration seem to escalate after a Nigerian man nearly detonated a bomb aboard a plane on Christmas Day. He is the first high-ranking member of the Obama National Security Team to depart. And is there more to the story?
He's been squeezed out by turf wars. He has been undercut by the White House on a number of occasions, and the Attorney General has taken over the handling of terrorists.
Now that's the assessment of GOP lawmaker and Obama critic Kit Bond. Joining us now is Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, who's all over this story. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So, first of all, it seems to me there's at least three levels to this story. Let's start with the personal relationship of Admiral Blair to the administration. That seems, at the very least, to have been compromised almost from the beginning. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, that's right. Admiral Blair was never particularly close with the president, not that you have to be effective in your job, but he never developed a tight bond with the president. When you're the intelligence advisor, sometimes it does really help you to be close with the inner circle in the White House. The other move early on that really angered White House officials was Admiral Blair tried to appoint Charles Freeman to a top intelligence job, and Freeman is although very smart and respected, is a fierce critic of America's Israel policy, and that really set some people off in the White House. So that didn't get things off to a good start between the White House and Admiral Blair.
Now, the second level here is what lawmaker Bond referred to there in that little clip of tape I played at the top, that there maybe this is a sign of some serious interagency warfare going on between the likes of the CIA and the National Security Chief, the Attorney General Eric Holder, and Admiral Blair, and even perhaps the Pentagon, which has the responsibility for a lot of intelligence in the U.S. intelligence apparatus. What are you hearing about this theory that there's a real turf war going on?
Well, you know, it unfortunately gets back to these issues, you know, covering the intelligence beat you hear frequently, which is this whole overhaul that the United States did after the 9/11 attacks and after the Iraq War failures of intelligence. The question is, you know, was it necessary and did it do more harm than good? Did it create a job that ultimately doesn't have authority or budget power? There's no question that Admiral Blair clashed at times with Leon Panetta over CIA operations and also the appointing of staffers overseas. You know, right now the CIA has a lot of power in the White House because they're carrying out the drone program. It hasn't been embraced by the Obama administration. Admiral Blair was skeptical about some covert actions, including the drone program, and that kind of left him as the odd man out.
Right.
And so that is one of the big questions for the next person, the replacement of Admiral Blair, is, you know, how can you make this job work? And that's still a big question.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a moment, but let's talk about Leon Panetta for a moment, CIA director. It seems that his mission is to reestablish the CIA as a real player after George Tenet and the Bush administration really created all kinds of problems for the CIA. It seems that that mission is completely at odds with the rise of a director of national intelligence, the DNC job that Blair is departing. Does anyone know where the Pentagon stands on this? Has Bob Gates weighed in on this at all?
Well, I mean, the Pentagon is doing what it has always done, which is basically control 80% of the intelligence budget, which is another one of the problems. I mean, the Pentagon runs the National Security Agency. They run the National Reconnaissance Office, which is all the spy satellites. So many of the gadgets in the intelligence world are controlled by the Pentagon. That's another problem with the job of the DNI, which is that they've got sort of titular authority over it, but they don't have the budget authority. So And as for the CIA, yeah, the CIA is was grumbled in 2004 when the new job was created that they were no longer the sort of center of the universe. Yet they're doing okay right now because they're carrying out these operations that the White House has embraced.
All right. Finally, then, you've mentioned a couple times, can this job work? I mean, on one level, there's a bureaucratic answer to that question, but maybe there's a bigger answer. I mean, the creation of this position, like the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, was the George W. Bush initiative following 9/11 to reorganize the government to prevent against terror attacks. Are we seeing the Obama administration rolling this back, starting with Dennis Blair?
It's really hard to imagine that they would do away with the position or undo the overhaul. It's just Congress still believes in it. Congress had pushed for it. And a lot of the criticism of the job is that Congress didn't make it powerful enough. But there's no question that the Obama administration hasn't fully embraced the idea. And so that kind of leaves this muddiness about they'll create a new person with an ill-defined role that's not fully embraced by the White House, and you know the threats are still out there. So that's still a lot of concern, among the intelligence community.
Well, it sounds like at the very least, Mark Mazzetti of the New York Times, you wouldn't want the job. But who's up for a replacement?
There's a few likely candidates, but all the indications point to James Clapper, who is right now the top intelligence official at the Pentagon. He's a well-respected former three-star general, that seems to be the person the White House is going to tap for the job.
All right. Well, we'll learn more today as this unfolds down in Washington. Mark Mazzetti is the national security correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. He joined us from Washington on the story that Dennis Blair, the director of National Intelligence, the third person to hold this job, would step down from his post effective today. He's only been in the position a little over a year, and it's a sign that there may be some turf battles and real sort of philosophy issues with the Obama administration regarding how George W. Bush reorganized the national security bureaucracy after the 9/11 attacks.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.